7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Get too excited, that is not the correct time. The actual time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the show. Hello, hello. My name's Tobe. I'm glad you could make it, and now it's time to go. And what is it time to go do? It's time to go pour some tea. Oh, look at that. Oh my goodness. Look what we have here today. Oh, it's some kind of delicious, yummy tea. I can smell it. It's so fragrant and delicious. What is it? Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh, yeah. Oh, love it. I'm drinking gingermay today. Yes. It's been so long. I've been drinking so much other stuff. I've been drinking Longjing and Dahong Pao and Qiguan Yin and everything. It's been so long since I've had any gingermay. And that's because I was running low. I was running low on gingermay, and so I didn't want to waste it. But I have some more on order now. Ordered some more yesterday. It's on its way. It'll probably be here Saturday. So, hooray! I'm drinking gingermay today. Oh, and it's good. I can't get enough. One more sip. Just one more. Oh, yes. Gingermay. I love gingermay as much as I love Blenda. Oh,
Blenda.
Oh, and look, she has brought a round tray of hamburgers.
Uncle Grandfather. Al.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a round tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, what do you know? The guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
Kurt Cameron.
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Gerald Tran, hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Look at that.
Oh. Hey, I gotta tell you, that's such a perfect segue to go into the weather report, because now it's time for the weather report. It rained last night. It started raining at 3 a.m., and I thought it would be good to go outside today because we're between storms. It's going to start raining again at about the same time as my football game starts. Huh. Well, good thing I got football to watch instead of going out in the rain. So we can't really go out today only because it's super humid and the sun is coming out. It looks a little bit dangerous, and it'll be muddy and slippery trying to get down into the creek. And I will probably fall down, which is something I don't need to happen. Which means that we cannot look for owls today. We're not going to find any owls. So we need to hear from some other birds. I wonder what other birds we need to hear from. Maybe we need to hear from Tico. The Singing Parrot from Tico and the Man. Come on, we all love this guy. Was perfect. Oh, I love that bird. If I had that bird, I would start a band and I would call it, I don't know, Rock and Roll Bird Patrol. Or obviously we might have to call it Dubious Bird Rock and Roll Band Subcommittee. Something of that nature. And now I need more tea. Oh, it's so good. All right, I got to tell you about an idea I had last night. Actually, I had multiple ideas last night. As I was laying here, it was about 4 a.m. I was listening to the rain as I was trying to fall asleep, and I kept having good ideas. And I kept having to get up to write them down. Then I got tired of getting up to write them down, so I just started writing them on my hand while I was laying here. Idea number one, and this isn't going to come as much of a surprise to regular committee members, and I have a feeling that a lot of the committee is going to say, hey, why did you not think of this before? Why are you so slow? Why are you so dumb at thinking with your brain, Tobe? And I say, I don't know. But here's the idea. As the committee is well aware, there has been some recent interest in golf balls. I do have a bunch of golf balls, and I thought, what am I going to do with all these golf balls? And I thought, well, the obvious thing is I could take up golf. I obviously never have to spend a dollar on golf balls for the rest of my life because I have so many golf balls. And I thought, well, I have to buy some golf clubs, and I have to walk around outdoors in the sun playing golf, and I would probably die. And I thought, there's got to be something better. And I don't want to play golf. I don't want to carry golf clubs. I was a caddy when I was a young child. I don't need to carry golf clubs anymore. I've exhausted my desire to carry golf clubs. I sure as hell don't want to walk around in the sun, making myself all sweaty and dead. So I thought, you know what needs to happen? You know what somebody needs to invent? And when I say somebody, I obviously mean your favorite chairman. So I was thinking, how about instead of a golf course, we just have a golf ball washer course? You know, like 9 holes or 18 holes, it doesn't matter. But there isn't actually any holes. It's just like a park, and maybe it's shaded. Maybe it's under trees, so it's nice and cool, and you don't have to be murdered by the sun. Wait, what would that be? Heliocide. Well, not technically. That would be... Would heliocide being the killing of a sun, or is that... Okay, regardless. Golf ball washer course. And what you do is you set up, you know, 9 or 18 golf ball washers, maybe 50 to 100 yards apart. And then you just get some friends and some dirty golf balls, and you start at golf ball washer number one, and you wash a couple golf balls. Then you walk to golf ball washer number two, and you wash golf balls. And then you walk to golf ball washer number three, and then you wash some golf balls. And then you walk to golf ball washer number, that's right, number four. Okay, this is great. I can see you understand the concept of the golf ball washer course. And I think this needs to exist. And I was thinking that it might be fun if all the golf ball washers were like a different style, right? So, you know, it's kind of a surprise. You get to it, you go, oh, this is an interesting golf ball washer. And so you have to sort of figure out how it works. And then you wash off your golf balls, you dry them off with a towel, you know, that kind of thing. Now, I know there's some people listening to this that are thinking, Tobe, this is the most idiotic idea I've ever heard. Why would something like this need to even exist? Well, the truth of the matter is, there are people in this world who do not appreciate how essential it is in keeping a golf ball clean to maintain a brilliant round of golf.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
See what I'm saying?
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
Let's see the features.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Yeah.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free!
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Integrated collar.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Anodized!
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow!
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Yes!
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel.
Oh my
God. Helps to prevent
theft. That's not a carabiner.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Oh.
Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
I think I will, because I need to avoid unsightly residue stains on my golf ball washer course. Now, where do I build this? I'm going to need to buy some land. And this makes sense, because you know what I'm thinking? We could integrate this with my tea house. So you could come to my tea house, have some tea, and then walk out the back door. Maybe you're carrying your tea with you, and go out onto the golf ball washing course. That would be pretty cool. Oh, and look who has just arrived. It is a fluff person. It's a fluffy lump. Where are you going, fluffy lumps? Fluffy Lumps is going into the other room. That's my cat, Pippa.
Yay, kitty business.
Right, so the other idea that I had last night before falling asleep that I felt like I needed to write down on my hand was a very strange idea about, I don't even know how to begin explaining this. This was an idea that I had. I was feeling somewhat artistic last night, and I thought, oh, maybe I need to develop some kind of show business act, or maybe I need to make something or create a thing or do something. And I sort of thought, okay. And then my brain exploded, and I had this idea. If we think back to a couple of months ago, the committee will remember the analog Brontifier. We built all those funny analog acoustic instruments that we put, you know, piezo elements on so that we could record them and process their sounds and do weird stuff. And I thought, okay, maybe we need to break that stuff out But do people really want to watch me play this? Because I was thinking, do I need to perform with this? Do I need to make a video? And I thought, yeah, okay, I'll need to make some kind of video. And I sort of like to remove myself from these types of things only because, you know, you remove the humanity from it and it gets a little bit freakier, it gets a little bit scarier, it gets a little bit spookier. And so I thought, okay, you know what I could do? And this might be interesting. What if I built a puppet? And I was sort of thinking a marionette type of puppet. So that you're not seeing any human operators. So not like a Bunraku puppet, not like a Muppet-style puppet. And I thought, what if this puppet was something like a skeleton? Something scary, right? Or maybe it was a little demon character, or an imp, or, you know, a hobbit. Not a hobbit, but something freaky and weird, and just invent something. You know, maybe something like Dobby the house elf from Harry Potter. Something weird looking, something kind of creepy, something kind of scary with bones. I'll make a puppet. Maybe it wears some kind of skull helmet or something. You know, okay, this is what I'm thinking. And then we have this puppet playing the Brontofire. And then I could, you know, I could make videos of this and record all this, make interesting sounds, create nightmarish landscapes. And you would watch this freaky puppet thing playing this bizarre musical instrument that made weird noises. And, you know, and I'd make some cool lighting effects, do some art, make some cool stuff. And whereas this sounds like a great idea, and it kind of is, because it wouldn't take much for me to make a cool puppet. And I already have all the cool audio gear and all the special effects, and I've got all the lighting equipment and all the lighting effects and stuff, and we could do so much cool stuff. And I even got a camera, we could record a video. And then I realized, oh, I don't have a computer, though. I don't have any software to edit this video film together with. So I guess this is a brilliant idea. I could just do this and then create this video, and then I would just have it on my camera where nobody could ever watch it except me and my cat. And I don't need to watch it. Once it's done, I don't need to see it. You know, I spent 40 hours making it. I know what it is. I don't have to watch the finished product. So these are the ideas that I have in the middle of the night. Yeah. And they always leave me asking myself one question.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Oh, I do now. I do now. Thank you, girlfriend Vietnam. We haven't heard from you in a long time. We missed you, girlfriend Vietnam. And whereas some people may think this is a complete non sequitur, I personally feel like this should lead us directly into something like, I don't know, Yabere Cabre? Oh, I love that ending. The line about the love letter, and it just echoes fading out into nothing. Oh. Yaburi kaburi, the quack doctor. But what does it all mean? Does this mean that we're gonna listen to some real music now? Oh, did you want a real song? Yeah, okay, well, let's celebrate the beginning of summer. Wait, that was last week. So let's celebrate the fact that it's summer, and we're at the beach, and we're having, what the hell was that? Anyway, we all love lifeguards, and I want to be a lifeguard. This is Blotto. You love them. Canadian surf bands. Was Blotto a surf band? Is there a lot of surfing in Canada? You know, can you surf the Hudson Bay? You probably can. It's the ocean. The ocean has waves. So, I don't know. Somebody look into that. Let's hear from my Canadian listeners. All Canadian listeners who also surf, be sure to email me. tobe@sdf.org. And let me know. Let me know if Blotto is the best Canadian surf band. Don't get me wrong. I'm not dissing Canada. I'm not dissing the music of Canada. I mean, come on. Canada has given us such awesomeness as Rush and Triumph and Blotto, obviously. And, you know, we can't ever forget Chilliwack. Oh, certainly you must remember Chilliwack. Yeah. She's been gone, gone, gone so long.
Ever since she left me, I should feel all alone. A little misunderstanding, I can't get her on the telephone. Hanging out down the main street, living in a different world. Standing around with the gang on the corner, talking about my girl.
Yeah, right when you thought your brain was protecting you and preventing you from remembering some of these golden oldies, your little tubster drops them back on you like 50,000 tons of cement slamming down on your head. No, actually, you know, if we're going to drop 50,000 pounds or tons or kilograms of concrete on anybody's head, personally, I think it should be Kirk Cameron. And boy, are you going to get it now. I said, boy, are you
going to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah, 50,000 tons of concrete dropped on your head would work pretty fast too, Kirk Cameron. And then we would never have to hear 1981 Mom say,
"Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?"
Oh, just listening to all the greatest 80s hits from Canada. I could probably think of a few more if I tried hard. Let's see, what else was there? Quarter Flash? Was Quarter Flash Canadian? No, they weren't Canadian, were they? I don't think they were, but if somebody knows, go ahead and tell me. Wait, what's that I hear? It's the tombola. Oh, listen to that lovely, random, tinkly, dinkly. Oh, it's beautiful. It's lovely. I was doing some synthesizer stuff last night, too, and I would love to show you, but I've been blabbering about nothing and playing all the greatest Canadian 80s hits, and I've run out of time. Oh, we don't have any time to do any synthesizer. I feel terrible. But not really. But this is a fun sound, isn't it? Maybe we can do some synthesizer stuff tomorrow. Is it going to keep raining? I don't even know. Oh no, all the notes fell out of the tombola. We need to put in some more. Wait, I got a strange idea. What if we put in some of these? Does this work? Not really. I'm trying to put nyampasus in the tombola. It doesn't work very well. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio.
Nyampasu!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.